Now, we can tell you today that the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association has met with the Chinese owners of the Darwin port to discuss opportunities for exporting territory beef into China. Cattlemen's Chief Executive Ashley Manikaros says the Landbridge Group has already invested in cold storage facilities at the port and is interested in the prospects of a box beef trade between the territory and, in particular, the Shandong province. He says with the Bachelor Meatworks soon to reopen and with Chinese companies circling other mothballed abattoirs in the territory, the hype around the Chinese market may soon become a reality.
The Chinese market is massive. You're talking more than a billion people. So it's just unrealistic trying to, if you'll excuse the pun, bite off more than you can chew. But what we are looking at is sort of more targeted areas. We've had some bold targets that we've set for ourselves moving forward. They'll be released as part of our broader beef, NT beef industry strategy in the coming weeks. And we see China as being part of that from both a live export and also from a box beef market.
How could a box beef market work for territory beef, given right now there's no meatworks?
Yeah, so what we think that, Matt, is that there is a potential for a sort of a network of meatworks right up through the middle corridor that allow us to export. So one of the challenges for all meatworks in the Northern Territory historically has always been a guaranteed supply of produce, of cattle, that can then be exported either domestically or overseas. What we've seen now within the supply chain is that if we have a market at the other end that we know can accept large quantities of product, and into China they can, just the volume, we couldn't sustain ourselves or even touch the sides of. We then have here and closer to Darwin, we've got a Chinese operated or Chinese leased port through Landbridge who have spent millions of dollars putting in a refrigerated hard stand on site. Now, I understand that hard stand can hold up to 2,000 containers, refrigerated containers. You then have to try and build the network around that. We know we've got produce. And then what you've got to try and put into place is some of the other logistics. So we know there's a rail corridor through the middle. We know there's already an established trucking logistics network through the middle. So now what we're missing is those meatworks. One will open up in Bachelor. Mm-hmm. There is, in fact, a meatworks that has been mothballed, or two actually in the territory that have been mothballed. AACo is the highest profile of those. But also in Alice Springs is Wombodan, which is just near Bond Springs, about 20 k's outside of north of Alice Springs. So there's a couple of potentials there that you could start to see work being done. Now, Central Australia in particular is crying out for some sort of meatworks, because at the moment, any product from there goes either south into South Australia and then across to Victoria, or it goes over to Queensland. So we could see a market start to develop here that goes north. Now, the other aspect...
And just on Wombodan, yep. It's actually been leased by a Chinese company, is that correct?
Yeah, look, that's as I understand it. And I've had no discussions with them at all, but I'm trying to... we'll try and establish some communication with them shortly and talk about what their plans are and what they want to do. But Matt, can I just say this, the importance of this and why we're really starting to look, and this is not a new approach. So what we're looking at doing is trying to capitalize on the relationship of Landbridge to China. They operate out of Shandong province in China, which is, among other things, it has a population of roughly 100 million people, which is four times the Australian population. It also has is the fourth largest GDP in China. Now, this is not a new idea that I'm working towards. This was actually done, an idea that Tracy Hayes, and the Department of Business had been working on. And so what they are looking at trying to do, what we're looking at trying to do is if we can get into that sector straight away, then that will open the door and it would be quite an effort for us to service that. Now, the other aspect, Matt, is that the world's population is growing, which means that there's going to be a calorie deficit of roughly 56% between now and and 2050. So that caloric deficit will opens up the market for produce, and we think protein is going to play a major part of that to be filled, and we think the Northern Territory's got a product that could fill that gap.
You've had meetings with Landbridge. What does it think about Territory beef going into China?
Well, the discussions with Landbridge were really, we were talking about it in the context that, look, how does this sit? What do you think about it? You've already got the infrastructure in place. They're open to it. These are some of the barriers in relation to protocols that China have in place. And those barriers mainly exist around the live export. So we wanted them to go and explore whether those barriers that we experience are into China overall as a market, whether they could be looked at differently in regards to a province like Shandong. So these are questions that we had, but they're certainly open to it because, as they understand, they've got an infrastructure, logistics infrastructure business that requires product to go across to it, and we're only 14 sailing time to China, which puts us 7 days ahead of any other port in Australia.
China has been talked about for years in terms of opportunity for the northern cattle industry, but do you think there's genuine momentum building?
Look, I think there's still a long way to go, and there's still bits and pieces that have to be pulled together. But I think we're in a good position. Do I think that it will happen quickly? Look, no, I don't. I think it's a 2 to 5 year process, you know, because there's establishing the buyer market at the end, and then there's establishing the supply market in the middle. But interestingly enough, I think that the way the private sector operates is if an opportunity comes up and they can see a commercial opportunity quickly, then there's ways and means of getting things done quickly. So, you know, it might be quicker than 2 years, but you know, if you wanted to be sensible about it, you'd be looking at it between 2 and 5 years maximum.